Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her first name is Deonna, D-E-O-N-N-A, last name Hickey.
And phone number 480-201-6792.
Correct.
Yeah, you can transfer over. Thank you so much.
Okay, she's on.
Hi, Ms. Hickey?
Yes.
Hey, Deonna, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I am speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes.
All right, and then you do not already have an attorney in regards to this. That is correct?
No, I don't.
All right, and then you can affirm you have not signed any documents in regards to this, correct, with any attorney?
You said, have I currently signed any?
You can affirm you have not signed anything in regards to this, correct?
Oh, no, I haven't signed it. No,
okay.
I haven't.
Yeah. And then I'm probably going to ask you a lot of the same questions that they've just asked you or you were asked in the past. We'll get through it as quick as we can, and I do apologize if a lot of these are repetitive. And you are, of course, a client of the United States, resident of the United States, I'm sorry.
Yes, I am.
All right. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I am sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain? That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. What was the date of diagnosis?
I got diagnosed July the 26th of 2020.
Okay. July 26. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
8/17/77.
Okay. And do you know anybody else that was affected by the Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay, no worries. And you did consume brand name injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes.
All right. And you did take Depo-Provera or use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
All right. And then within 1 year, you can...
3 years.
Yep. All right. And then within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, right?
Yes.
All right. And then when did you start using it? When did you stop using it? You can just give me the years or month and year if you know that.
I started using it in, it was May of 2017. And I had stopped July of 2020.
July. Okay. All right. And then I know you just said this, but you did use Depo-Provera sometime between 92 and present day, correct?
Yeah. What'd you say again?
You did use Depo-Provera sometime between 1992 and present day. When you used it between 2017
yes.
and 20. Yeah, I know. It's redundant. I'm sorry. And then here's another one, too. And then, Deonna, I know this one is redundant as we are speaking about female reproductive cancers and things of that nature and contraceptive. But can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you so much. And then first name is D-E-O-N-N-A.
Yes, sir.
And last name, H-I-C-K-E-Y, Hickey.
Yes.
Okay. And then you are not a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth, correct?
No.
All right. And then what is your social?
It is 326 664998.
The middle two is 66, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. No, it's not. Oh, I guess it makes it 326.
Six, six,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's lucky in some ways. Flip it upside down, maybe. Or slit it in half, three, I don't know. And then
okay.
Email is your first name and then last name one@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I take it this is a cell phone we're speaking on and the best number to reach you?
Yes.
All right. And when the attorneys reach out, when is the best time, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning most of the time.
Morning, okay. And then what is your best physical address, Ms. Hickey?
Oh, my God. What's the address again, babe? 19, right? My mind bad. I apologize.
You're good.
1929
mm-hmm.
South 241st Drive. That's
South
Buckeye, Arizona.
241st Drive. It was Buckeye what state? I'm sorry. Arizona.
Buckeye, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
85326. I found it. Okay. And this is a house, not an apartment or a condo or anything like that?
No, it's a house.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Maricopa County. And the Depo-Provera, was that administered by the doctor, the medical staff, or by yourself?
No, by the doctor.
All right. And how many times were you injected with the product in total? Would you say five, 20?
One shot every 3 months. About 12 shots I got.
12, okay. That just has to be a rough estimate. And then what was the facility name or the doctor's name where you got the injections?
My shots. It was MS Urgent Care.
MS Urgent Care in the city?
Mm-hmm. That's Buckeye, Arizona as well.
Okay. IMS Urgent Care?
Mm-hmm. What did I say? MIS?
You said MS. I got it, though. It's on IMS. No, you're good. IMS Urgent Care Buckeye, and that is on 1300 South Watson Road in Buckeye.
Yep, it's on Watson Road.
All right. Let me put the phone number in here. 1 second. Put the address. There we go. And they administered, and they were the prescribing doctor for the Depo-Provera as well, correct?
Yeah.
The urgent care. All right. Let me put this here again. Address.
Oh, man.
And when you were diagnosed with the meningioma, did they require the diagnosis through a CAT scan, an MRI, biopsy, or both scans and a biopsy?
Both scans.
Okay, both scans.
I had an MRI and a biopsy.
Okay, all right. And then what is the diagnosing doctor's name or the facility?
The doctor name was Dr. Troy Anderson.
Troy Anderson. And I take it he's also in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay.
Works out of St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look that up. St. Joseph Hospital. Off East Osborne Road?
No, it's off of, the address is 350 West Thomas Road. It's in Phoenix.
Let me find it. Okay, hold on. 1 second. It's in Phoenix, you said?
Mm-hmm.
350 West Thomas, I found it. Okay. And you were treated here as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Whoops, I did not put the address in correct. There we go. And it is St. Joseph's. Make sure this copies paste correct. That is correct. Sorry, I'm just putting all the information down. And we are almost done. I'll send you the paper. And his specialty, it's neurologist. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Troy Anderson. Let me put his name down. Dr. Troy Anderson. And you, E-R-O-L, neurologist. I did not spell it right. It's N-E-U. And then any previous cancer diagnosis, hasn't been any, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. And then what treatment have you received for the meningioma?
They did the cranial, what is it called? Cranial Tommy.
Okay.
Procedure. And
the cranial therapy.
After that,
okay.
Like a month after, yeah. Then after that, I had radiation therapy.
Okay. Radiation therapy.
And then that was done by a different doctor.
Okay. Who was the radiation therapy done by? What was the treating doctor's name?
That was Dr. Patrick Miller.
And was this in the hospital as well, or was this on Beverly Lane in Glendale, Arizona?
Nope, it was at the same hospital.
At St. Joseph's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know all these doctors have multiple. They go to this hospital, that hospital for certain things. So that's what I want to ask. And then, were you hospitalized ever for the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Roughly, what were the dates?
Seven or eight days I was in there. I went in the day after I was diagnosed, July 27th of 2020.
Okay. And then you were there for how long?
About 7 to 8 days.
Okay. So about till about August, let me think, August 3rd or so, 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
And
I
then would
get requests of.
Yeah, no, the lawyers will be able to get them. They just want to know. And then would you like to add an emergency contact? That is not necessary.
You can add my husband.
Okay. What is his first name?
Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm. Same last name.
Let me get his number because I don't know his number by heart.
You're good.
Yep, same last name.
And what's his number? Whenever you're ready.
Hold on.
And he is your husband. And I'm going to put the same address, correct?
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Let me know when you're ready for his number.
Give me 1 second. And address is South 24.
Jake, where are you going?
South 240 First Drive, Buckeye, Arizona, right? For the address? For you guys? Okay. I'm ready for the number.
Probably tomorrow. The number is 623. Probably tomorrow, I think. 387.
Mm-hmm. 7311. All right. And then I'm gonna leave his email blank on here. That's fine with you, right?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. And then I put the address as your same address. Of course, you guys are married. Okay. And then let me just confirm everything with you, Ms. Hickey, and then I will send you the documents over via text. We'll complete those. Should only take a minute or two, and then the lawyers will start being able to pull your medical records and substantiate your claim and get you the compensation you are deserved in regards to this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So you would like to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to it and never signed any paper in regards to it. That is all correct?
Yes.
All right, we're filing the claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma, unfortunately, after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year of the brain, correct?
Yes.
Meningioma of the brain. And the date of diagnosis, I put 7/26 of 2020.
Yes.
All right. And then your date of birth is 8/17/1977.
Yes.
All right. And then you did use the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera. You did use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and had 4 injections prior to being diagnosed. That is all correct?
Yes.
Start date of May of 2017, stop date of July of 2020. And you are, of course, a female. First name is D-E-O-N-N-A, Deanna. Last name Hickey, H-I-C-K-E-Y. And that is all right?
Yes, sir.
And then is it okay if I repeat your social back?
Yes, that's fine.
326-66-4998. That is correct?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then email address is your first name, Deanna, last name, Hickey1@gmail.com. This is the best number to reach you on. And then address is South 240 First Street Drive, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326.
Okay, you didn't put the first part in.
What was the first part?
First part was 1929.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. What? Oh.
And you know what? Because they're like new houses. So when I notice when I be like, that's why I be forgetting what my address is, too. When you type it in, like in the system.
Yeah, I see what happened.
Correctly, it removes the numbers. And
yep,
then just put
it did.
South 241st Drive. That's what it does.
Thank you.
Because they're brand new homes.
And it was 1929, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking on Redfin just so I have the record. Oh, nice. It's brand new. All right. 1929. Yeah, that is so funny. It did literally that because I have a mapping thing where you put the address in and it mapped it to just South 241st. Okay, cool. So 1929 South 241 Street. Drive or 241st Drive, Maricopa County, Buckeye City, Arizona, 85326.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the Depo-Provera was administered by a doctor around 12 times altogether injected, and you got attended IMS Urgent Care in Buckeye, and that was on 1300 South Watson Road, Suite A, 104, Buckeye, Arizona, and then the zip code of 85326.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then they also prescribe you the Depo-Provera, the same place, same address, and everything, the urgent care. And then what's the pharmacy you go to? I forgot to ask you that. I'm sorry.
I use Fry's.
Fry's? F-R-I-E-S or mm-hmm. F-R-Y-S?
F-R-Y-S.
Okay. And the city?
That is Buckeye as well.
Buckeye, okay. Do you go to the one, I'm going to take a guess, you go to the one on South Watson Road?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say it's in the area of all the other addresses. And then Fry's. I'm forgetting to ask everybody their pharmacy today. Okay, there we go. And then the diagnosis is received through biopsy and MRI and CT scan. Diagnosing doctor is Dr. Troy Anderson, St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center, address of 350 West Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85013. And then he is a neurologist.
Yeah.
And then the treating doctor, it was radiation therapy, and you also had the cranial therapy. And that was Patrick R. Miller. And that was St. Joseph's Hospital Medical Center as well. Same address of 350 West Thomas Road in Phoenix.
Yeah, Dr. Troy did the crane. Mm-hmm. I've been slipping up on his part.
He diagnosed.
Dr. Troy did the other part.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But he was Dr. Troy diagnosed you, and then the other one also treated you. Patrick, they both treated.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Okay, no worries. Yeah. Yeah. And then the dates you were hospitalized for the meningioma were set around 7/27 to around 8/3, somewhere roughly in that range, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then there are medical records that do exist.
Yeah.
All right. And then emergency contact is, of course, your husband, Edward Hickey, EDWARDHICKEY, phone number of 623-387-7311, and the same address of you. Let me fix this. 1929. I only had the S again. 1929 South 241st Street Drive. Sorry, I keep saying street. 1929 South 241st.
Yeah. Well, when you put
ST. When
you put it in, you have to put that ST on the end of it.
I know, exactly. That's why I'm like, I keep saying street drive. But okay, 1929 yeah. South 241 ST 241st Drive, Buckeye, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me put the zip code in too. Yeah. One sec. I don't know why it doesn't put the zip code in on some of these sometimes. Okay, one sec. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. And this text will basically give me the lawyer's permission to start pulling records and get the case started. You'll receive this text in just a second.
Okay.
It'll say my name too. It'll say, Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. Say something of the sorts. You should have just got the text right now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to click on that link. When that link opens up, you'll want to say yes or allow for consent. And then once you say yes or allow for consent, you will see a yellow continue. You'll want to hit that. And then after that, there'll be a thing that you'll hit for agree. And then start.
Okay.
And then once you hit finish, let me know, and then from there the lawyers will be able to start this case for you, and then I will send you a text message once we get off the phone here with all their information. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Let me see right here. Yes, I did get the completed notice, and then Deanna, I'm sorry. I do thank you so much for your time. And the attorney should be reaching out to you. It's because it's Christmas. I would say probably by the New Year's. Usually it would be 24 to 48 hours. I'm going to text you right now from a 949 number. That'll be my direct number. If you don't hear from them in about okay. If you don't hear from them about 7 to 10 days, please do give me a call back and we can go from there. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.